Right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, July 29th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have an 8-game MLB main slate today, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. That said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get the app pulled up here and got a few questions to get us started today. So first one here, a quick one from Minute to Binkin, but thought this would be good just to announce for everybody here. Question says, will we be supporting the Golf Olympics? Yes, we will indeed have projections for the Golf Olympic slates. I believe that those are already posted up on DraftKings. So we will have projections. Just wanted to confirm that for everybody. All right. Good question here from Ghost. Question says, what average percent of lineups do elite DFS players have in the top 1% or top 0.5% on average? Good question. You know, I remember watching a live stream with Petty Theft that he did a while back, and he was putting like 2.2% of his lineups like in the top 1%. So I'd say anywhere from like 1.5 and higher is like probably like really, really good. But I think like people at the, you know, very, very high levels are putting somewhere around like possibly even double, which is what I saw in that stream. But that's probably accurate, like 1.7, 1.8, anywhere in there is you are probably a very high level DFS player. All right. Quick reminder, in case you guys didn't know, we are continuing our build review shows this week. We are going to keep doing that content here. I'm actually going to be taking over this week with Jordan, doing some other things. You know, we're always innovating, always trying to bring new things to you guys. So I'm going to be doing my first build review show. That'll be kicking off at 5 Eastern here. So I'll send an announcement after office hours. We do have a full queue of people for today. We're looking to get about like 5 to 6 builds reviewed in a day here. So I think we're all caught up for today. But if you want your builds reviewed, you can still throw your name in the bucket here. Just drop a message in Discord is the easiest way to do it in the Office Hours channel. Just let me know that, hey, I would like my builds, my MLB builds reviewed for X date. And then even if we don't get to it today on the show, we can always get to it tomorrow as well. So nothing to say that, you know, we have a hard cap and you're not going to be able to get the help. It just might end up being tomorrow, which is totally okay. All right. So let's build some lineups for today since we have a little bit of time here. So going to make two adjustments, two projections, going to turn on don't use batters against opposing pitchers. Just a quick little default rule. You know, let's say I'm playing 150 max today. Totally cool with that. So you're going to click build lineups. Going to jump over to my contest while that runs. And let's say, you know, I'm playing the 50 cent mini max, right? So I'm going to come in here, add a couple contest sims for the mini max while the build runs. And we got those set up. I'm going to do like the self sim setup for today here. So let's see how our lineups are doing. About halfway done here. Should be done pretty soon. I'm going to go to my contest sim settings and start to get this prepped here. So I'm going to change the name on the contest sim that we're using the self sim on. And then as soon as these lineups finish, I can come in here and change my field lineup source. All right, lineups are finishing up right now. All right, so gonna change my field lineups to the build that I'm in. This build one, I want to sim these lineups against itself. And now I'm ready to run this contest sim, right? So gonna click run here. While I do that, gonna change my lineups from 20 to 150. Gonna move some columns around a little bit here. All right, columns look good. Get my exposure, my pool, my leverage. Three of the most important columns, you ask me. And we're just waiting for the contest sim to finish. All right, so now the contest sim's finished. First thing I want to do is go and add my filters. So I want to say show lineups with ROI greater than zero. And then I want to do that for both sims here. ROI greater than zero. All right, so that brings our pool down to 1,135 lineups. Still plenty to work with here. Going to create an aggregate metric. I really like to do this. That shows average projection. And you know what? I was actually, this is just kind of a side note. So I was talking to somebody in support, like, hey, you know, should you be using this? In late swap, you don't want to use the self sim. You want to use just the regular sim. That way you can just take advantage of the live ownership and the live projections. So like say we're in late swap, right? What I would want to do is come in here, go to the actual contest and just sort by ROI. Now, when doing that, you know, a good thing to do in late swap is come into your aggregate metrics and set one that shows you the average ROI. So this is kind of cool because one thing that comes up a lot in late swap is your min uniques and like how many min uniques you should be using in late swap. Well, when you adjust your min uniques, you're going to see your ROI go up or down. And I think that is like a really good indication to have when doing just that thing. So if you are late swapping in a tournament, you know, slate's active, you know, maybe throw on an aggregate metric for your ROI just to give you that data point so you can see how your ROI changes when you adjust min uniques or anything like that, because those ROIs are going to be more and more accurate as we get later and later into the slate. So it's a really, really strong data point. So somebody brought that up and I thought that was a really cool thing, so I wanted to share. But all right, so we are all set here, ready to start making some adjustments to our 150 set. So average projection at the moment, 101.8. I'm going to start increasing my min uniques. I want to see how far down in my pool I'm going as well here. So min uniques of 2 gets us to line up 160. Min uniques of 3, 178. Average projection is down like half a point from where we started. Okay, average projection is down one full point. At this point, last lineup is still 21% sim ROI. And we still have pretty high exposures to like some batters. You know, 51% Salvador Perez is like kind of a lot. So I'm interested in going further with the mini uniques here. Okay, we lose another 0.8. So and we're about halfway down in our pool. So, you know, this is like kind of interesting to me. Almost rather than use min uniques at this point, like if we go and look at just our batter exposures, what we're going to see is that, okay, yeah, you know, Salvi is at 48%, but nobody else is above 32. And then from 32, it drops down to 22, right? So what you could do here is rather than sacrifice that 0.8 points of projection across your lineup set, you could go back to min uniques of 4, get that 0.8 back, which we'll see right now. And then you could just adjust these I'm going to set the max exposure to Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt to be less than 34%. And then when I do that, you know, I don't have to adjust the mini uniques now. I just handled it with, it actually ended up just being one exposure, right? I set it for Salvador Perez and then Bobby Witt came down pretty naturally here. So like, my batter exposures really aren't that bad. Maybe I could even go higher, like a mini niche of three, and get more projection back, which I can definitely do here, right? So this is like one of those rare scenarios where a max exposure adjustment actually kind of worked better than using my mini niches, right? Our 150 set is very, very spread out, aside from those few players. And now what I've been doing is, if you're watching along or if you're listening, I've been turning the mini uniques down. So we were at, you know, five. I've gone to four. I've gone to three. I've gone to two. And now at mini uniques of two, I only have the one max exposure to Salvador Perez. And then Bobby Witt is in 32.7. And then no one else in 20, more than 25%. So like the exposure levels, you know, and these leverages that I'm seeing actually look decent at mini uniques of two. And then if I go over to my pitchers, you know, we're taking some big stands on Nick Pivetta and Paul Skeens here, but you know, they also have a lot of ownership, right? 42% for both of them. And we have 79% exposure, 66% exposure respectively here. So I don't think this is bad. And like, this is what I mean when it's like, you know, there isn't a right number of mini uniques. You know what I mean? Some days two is going to be a good number and your leverages are actually going to look okay. Some days you're going to need, you know, five, six to get everything to get smoothed out. And this was just one of those times where one max exposure was better than cranking mini uniques from two to five. And that doesn't always happen, but it happened today, right? That's why we do all these different, that's why we do a demo every day. Like we find new things out, new ways to think about things, etc. here. So I think this all looks good. I would be happy entering these lineups here. You know, our stack percentages look good. Lineups are well correlated, playing mostly five stacks and then dropping down to fours. But yeah, I'd be happy with these lineups. And you know, it's we got to a good spot a little bit differently than we usually do, which is cool. All right. Taking a quick peek here. No questions in the Discord or YouTube chat that have gone unanswered. Seeing people drop in their usernames for the build review show, I will get all of those logged and then we will hit those this afternoon. So I will see you guys in about 45 minutes here. And until the build review show, take care. Good luck. I'll see you guys. Thanks. Bye.